主耶稣，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you.
主啊，我们在你的聚会里面何等可乐。
And we rejoice greatly in the gathering of your name.
哦，主耶稣，今天我们面对一切的环境，主啊，我们仍然可以靠着主你自己的圣名站住。
Although we face different circumstances, we can always stand firm in your name.
因为我们知道你是我们的主，你是我们的神。
For we know that you are our Lord and our God.
我们知道耶稣是得胜者。
And we know that you are the victor.
主，我们的心感谢赞美你。
Therefore, we thank you and we praise you.
谢谢你把一切的福分赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us all the blessings.
谢谢你把一切的平安赏赐给我们。
And all the peace.
主，我们感谢赞美你，让我们成为神家的儿女。
And we're so thankful that we are a member of your
house. 主啊，我们谢谢你，让我们起来为你站住。
And help us to rise up and stand for you.
这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们啊诗歌的敬拜停到这边，接下来我们仍然来攻读主的话语。
The musical worship ends here. Now we want to read the Word of God.
我们第一处的经文在启示录第一章第一到第三节。
The first passage is the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3.
第一节，耶稣基督的启示，就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证凡自己所看见的都证明出来，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。启示录第十章第一到第七节。
Chapter 10 verses 1 to 7。
我又看见另一位大力的天使从天降下，披着云彩，头上有红，脸面像日头，两脚像火柱。他手里拿着小书卷，是展开的。他右脚踏海，左脚踏地，大声呼喊，好像狮子吼叫。呼喊完了，就有七雷八声。七雷八声之后，我正要写出来，就听见从天上有声音说：七雷所说的，你要封上，不可写出来。我所看见的那踏海踏地的天使向天举起右手来，指着那创造天和天上之物、地和地上之物、海和海中之物，直活到永永远远的启示说：不再有时日了。但在第七位天使吹号发声的时候，神的奥秘就成全了，正如神所传给他仆人众先知的佳音。第十节，第八节到十一节。
Verses 8 to 11 of chapter 10.
我先前从天上所听见的那声音又吩咐我说：你去把那踏海踏地之天使手中展开的小书卷取过来。我就走到天使那里，对他说：请你把小书卷给我。他对我说：你拿着吃尽了，便叫你的肚子发苦，然而在你的口中要甜如蜜。我从天使手中把小书卷接过来吃尽了，在我口中果然甜如蜜，吃了以后肚子觉得发苦了。天使对我说：你必指着多民、多国、多方、多王再说预言。启示录十二章第五节。
Chapter 12 verse 5。
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖管辖万国的，他的孩子被提到神的宝座那里去了。十一节。
11 verse 11。
弟兄胜过他，是因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道， 他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。启示录十七章十四节。
Chapter 17, verse 14.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。同着羔羊的，就是蒙召备选、有忠心的，也必得胜。启示录十九章第一节到第六节。
Chapter 19, verses 1 to 6.
此后，我听见好像群众在天上大声说：“哈利路亚！”就是要赞美耶和华的意思。救恩、荣耀、全能都属乎我们的神，他的判断是真实公义的，因他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇，并向淫妇讨流仆人血的罪，给他们伸冤。又说：“哈利路亚！烧淫妇的烟往上冒，直到永永远远。”那二十四位长老与四物和物就俯伏敬拜坐宝座的神，说：“阿门，哈利路亚！”有声音从宝座出来说：“神的众仆人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。”我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音，说：“哈利路亚！因主我们的神全能者作王了。”启示录二十一章第一到第二节。
Chapter 21, verses 1 and 2.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。二十一章第九节到第十节。
Chapter 21, verses 9 to 10.
拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的亲卫天使中，有一位来对我说：“你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。”我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。启示录二十一章十七节。
Chapter 21, verse 17.
又量了城墙，按着人的尺寸，就是天使的尺寸，共有一百四十四肘。二十一章二十一节到二十三节。
Chapter 21, verses 21 to 23.
十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠。城内的街道是金金，好像明透的玻璃。我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊成为城的灯。启示录二十二章第一到第五节。
Chapter 22, verses 1 to 5.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民，以后再也没有咒诅。在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上。不再有黑夜，他们不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要作王，直到永永远远。二十二章的第十节到十四节。
Chapter 22, verses 10 to 14.
他又对我说：“不可封了这书上的预言，因为日期近了。不义的叫他能救不义，污秽的叫他能救污秽，唯义的叫他能救唯义，圣洁的叫他能救圣洁。看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我。”要照个人所行的报应他。我是阿拉法，我是俄梅嘎，我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄，能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。最后一处的经文在启示录二十二章十六到十七节。
Last passage, chapter 22, verses 16 and 17.
我耶稣差遣我的使者 为众教会将这些事向你们证明。我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星，圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。主的话我们就读到这边。
We just finished reading all the passages for today.
我们把以下的时间交给史弟兄。
And we give the time to Brother Z.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
到了最后一堂了。
We have come to our last message meeting.
主是阿尔法，主是欧米伽。
Our Lord is Alpha and Omega.
到了最后一堂，我们人就像开始的时候一样。
And even we have come to the last meeting, we shall be as eager as the first one.
我们并不是到了最后了。
We are not coming to an end.
我们上了聚会，我们一个新的开始了。
Because after the conference, life continues, actually a new life starts.
我们都要下去，要好好跟随主。
That is the new start for following the Lord.
活在教会的里面。
To live in his church.
大家一同侍奉主。
Serve the Lord together.
我们正是要往前的时候了。
And actually, it's time for us to march forward.
为什么要有特别聚会？
Why do we host special conferences?
我们要听见主的话。
Because we want to come and hear the word of God.
我们要遇见主。
We want to come and meet with God.
我们要得着主。
We want to come and obtain God.
为着能够更好走前面的道路。
So that we can walk better after this.
所以我们每次聚会要晚了，那正是个新的开始了。
Every time when the conference is near to the end, that means a beginning is about to start.
弟兄姊妹都不可以有聚会晚了的感觉。
So don't feel that we have come to the finish line.
大家都要祷告，主，我们有新的开始了。
Instead, with a prayer for ourselves, Lord, a new start is coming.
我们要下去，要参加侍奉了。
Because I will start serving you better.
在我们的生活里也遇见新的征战。
I will face new battles in life.
我们只有一个目的，要得着主。
And with all, I only have one goal, which is obtain the Lord.
大家能好好往前走路。
So we can walk well.
几十路。是到了最后的信息了。
In Revelation, we have come to the last message of the book.
圣经是本最奇妙的书。
Bible is the most wonderful book.
旧约、新约66卷。
There are 66 books in the Bible.
在旧约37卷。
And in the Old Testament, there are 37 books.
新约21卷。
And the New Testament,
21. 加起来66卷。
So altogether 66.
一气哈成。
And it's like it's done in one breath.
几十个作者写的。
And it's written by many authors.
这些作者的时间都是很远很远。
And they live far apart in time.
彼此不认得的。
They don't even know one another very well.
有的作者是尊贵的君王。
And some authors were honorable kings.
有的作者是卑微的小民。
Some are just really lowly little people.
这样不同几十个人写圣经，怎么又写的一样呢？
And so for people like that put together, how can they write something alike?
因为背后掌控的是圣灵。
It's all because the true one in control is the Holy Spirit.
一气哈成的。
So it's done in one breath.
你们若是读圣经的人，就知道圣经的奥秘。
And if you read the Bible diligently, then you know the secret, the mystery.
我们有一个很好的读法，就是 word study.
And there's a good way to read the Bible, which is word study.
读字。
To study words.
比如说一个字来。
Pick a word.
从创世纪一直读到启示录。
And find that word throughout the entire Bible.
它一致的。
And then that's one word.
真理是往前走的。
And you notice that everything, the content is consistent.
经历是往前走的。
The truth moves forward and experience does too.
是从开始一直到最后的。
From the beginning to the end, very consistent.
圣经太奇妙了。
So Bible is very marvelous.
我自己也读了好多 word study.
And I have done many word studies.
越读越捉迷了。
And actually, I'm so lost.
神的话太奇妙了。
Because I just fell in love with the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们听神的话呀。
So when we listen to the word,
我们下去都要好好读圣经，好不好
？We really need to spend time studying the Bible.
要不要读圣经
？We should do that after the conference.
不读圣经呢，你自己 大损失了。
If you don't read the Bible carefully, it's your loss.
好好读圣经啊。
Study Bible well.
好好祷告啊。
Pray well.
好好侍奉啊。
Serve well.
要在教会里面侍奉啊。
Serve in the church.
活在基督的身体里面。
Live in the body of Christ.
我们有同伴。
We have companions.
大家一路往前走。
And we march together forward.
主来快了。
Because the Lord is coming back soon.
我常讲这句话，不是吓唬人的。
And I'm not just kidding when I say this often.
我是读圣经的人。
I am a person who studies the word.
圣经的应许。多半都应验了。
And the majority of the prophecies have been fulfilled.
剩下一点点了。
Only a little bit left.
应该在欧洲先应验的。
And I think that will happen in Europe first.
我们听见的时候，主已经快来了。
By the time we hear that news, the Lord's coming is very near.
主来真是近了。
The Lord's return is indeed near.
我们不能再糊里糊涂过日子了。
Therefore, we have to be awakened in our daily life.
大家都要去见主了。
Because we will soon see the Lord.
接着会不会觉得惭愧啊？
We will feel ashamed when we see him.
现在是我们还在肉身中的日子。
Now we still have time in our flesh.
我们还可以努力。
There is still chance to strive.
短暂的人生为着永远的。
And the short span of this life is for something eternal.
这一点点时间我们努力太是划得来了。
It's such a worthy investment to invest in
要得到永远的荣耀。
Because what we will receive is the eternal glory.
世界快要过去了。
This world will soon pass.
这个世界也活撑不下去了。
And it won't last too long.
我的一个晚辈啊。
I have this younger generation, my family.
他是很有名的医生。
He is a famous medical doctor.
他不仅是个医生，他很有学问。
Not only just a doctor, but a very knowledgeable doctor.
他给我看本书。
So he showed me this book.
他说世界的资产就用到最后了。
He showed me that resources of this earth are about to be depleted.
政府都不敢讲啊。
And the government kind of kept that news from us.
所有资源都快要用完了。
Most of the natural resources are about to come to an end.
地球也撑不下去了。
And the globe earth is about to come to its end too.
这是一本书是讲的学问的书。
And that is a book full of knowledge.
也说世界到了最后了。
It also refers to the end of the world.
有名很有名的杂志啊。
And also there was a famous magazine.
叫 Time 杂志。
Time.
它总是有一个风云人物一个照片。
And always they have someone that's famous on their cover.
那期风云人物是个地球。
And that very particular publication, the cover page was the Earth itself.
但不是一个人了，是个地球。
It wasn't the face of a person, but the earth.
旁边的话叫“救救地球”。
And the title goes "Save the Earth."
也是告诉我们地球资源快用完了。
And which tells us that Earth needs help is about to be done.
人类要把地球摧毁了。
Human beings are destroying the Earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些事都是他们去忧虑，我们不忧虑了。
But these are the things the earthly people worry about, not us.
我们知道主快来了。
For us, we know the Lord is coming soon.
好不好？
Isn't that good?
主快来了。
The Lord is coming back soon.
我们要见主了。
We will see the Lord soon.
我们不要做糊涂人。
So don't live loosely.
好好检讨自己啊。
Examine ourselves thoroughly.
今天的日子做永远的一个准备。
And today is my preparation for the eternity.
现在我们在教会里面侍奉主。
So when we serve in the church these days.
将来的侍奉员了。
And we will serve in his kingdom in the future.
到了永远里面一定要侍奉主的。
We will serve the Lord in eternity.
有一个弟兄过世了。
One time a brother passed away.
我去讲几句话。
I went to give a speech.
弟兄们说你告诉我们将来我们做什么啊。
And a person asked me, tell us what we're going to do in the future.
我们的弟兄过世了。
And our brother just passed away.
他现在在什么地方啊？
Where is our brother?
他现在做什么呀？
What is he doing right now?
我说我能够大体回答你们。
And I said, I can just tell you in a general manner.
真正我的弟兄在做什么我也不知道。
I won't know what he's doing specifically.
一件事我知道。
But one thing I know.
他最大一件事等候主来。
And the greatest thing he's doing now is waiting for the return of the Lord.
他还要复活的。
And he will resurrect.
我们复活要面对我们这一生了。
Once we are resurrected, we have to face everything we've done in this life.
主来太好了。
It's great for the Lord to come.
把一切都结束了。
Because when He comes, everything is ended.
不是结束了。
Not just ended.
有大大的开始了。
But a grand opening starts.
我们要开始进入国度了。
We will be entering into His kingdom.
过了一千年国度，我们面对永远了。
And after the 1,000Your kingdom will have the eternal kingdom to deal with.
有些弟兄告诉我，我若失败了，最多忍耐一千年嘛。
And one Christian brother said to me once, if I fail in this life, the worst I have is I lose that millennium kingdom enjoyment.
在国度里面嘛。
I just missed the chance of being there.
到了新耶路撒冷，永世开始都一样了。
But when the eternity starts, when the new Jerusalem comes, everything's going
to
be the same.
过去都一样了。
Everybody will be the same.
我谁告诉你的？
I said, who told you so?
谁告诉你都一样了
？Who told you that we're gonna be the same？
这圣经
，He said Bible、
啊。他还很雄壮的很嘞。圣经告诉他的。
He said loudly and confidently。
我说我读的圣经跟你读的是一本圣经吗
？I said Are we reading the same version of Bible？
怎么读的这么不一样呢
？How come you derived such kind of conclusion？
到了新耶路撒冷
，When in the New Jerusalem，
大大不一样。
There is a vast difference among people。
中心是宝座。
Because the center of the city is the throne。
这圣在这宝座上与主同坐。
He who overcomes sits with the Lord on His throne。
站在四千里的边上啊，连主都望不见了。
And you will be as far as 4,000 miles far away from the Lord. You can't even see the Lord's face。
谁告诉你都一样了
？Who said we all going to be the same in the New Jerusalem?
那是永远的关系了。
And because our relationship will be determined forever.
都在今生几十年决定的。
And that relationship is defined by how we live today.
现在日子重要啊。
So is this life important?
不要做糊涂人啊。
Don't be a foolish man.
这几十年要决定永远的。
Your short life on earth will determine how you are in eternity.
好好起来，跟随主。
So,Rise up and follow the Lord.
我今天晚上信息还没开始讲呢。
I haven't even started my message tonight.
启示录第一章。
Chapter 1 of Revelation.
一开头的地方。
In the very beginning.
耶稣基督的启示。
Says the revelation of Jesus Christ.
可必要快成的事。
And the things will must soon take place.
这是启示录的题目。
That is the theme of the book of Revelation.
这也是说明它的内容。
Also the contents of the book.
启示录这本书讲什么呢
？So what does Revelation talk about?
就叫耶稣基督的启示。
Revelation of Jesus Christ.
和将来必要快成的事。
And the things that must soon take place.
里面八次耶稣基督的启示、啊。
And it talk about the revelation of Jesus Christ for 8 times.
最后的一次启示
，the very last revelation，
带进最后的一个最大的新耶路撒冷了
，brings in the greatest new Jerusalem，
一切都决定了
，and everything will be determined then。
耶稣基督的启示
，the revelation of Jesus Christ，
和将来必成的事
，and the things that must take place。
什么是将来必成的事
？What are the things that must soon take place？
不是说那些灾难。
I'm not talking about those plagues or disasters.
这个蝗虫爬出来了。
Or the, those things that crawling on the floor, on the ground.
我们弟兄他讲启示录啊。
And a brother who studies this book.
我听了他讲的真是奇妙，怎么这样讲法的呢
？And I felt his interpretation was strange.
蝗虫就坦克车。
He said that those locusts are the tanks.
有火有焰有云雾。
Because there's fire, there's smoke, there's cloud.
那就是原子弹。
And that will be the nuclear bomb.
这个启示录这样讲法的。
Well, how can you interpret the book of Revelation like that?
要把使徒约翰都吓了一大跳了哟。
Oh, dear old John would be just shocked by your interpretation.
启示录他写的，他也不懂得你这个讲话的人。
He was the author of this book. He wouldn't even understand what you're saying.
将来必成的事。
The things will soon take place.
千年国度一定要来到的。
The millennium kingdom will surely come.
羔羊婚宴一定会来到的。
And the wedding banquet of them will surely arrive.
新耶路撒冷一定会出现的
，and the new Jerusalem will appear。
大家明白吗
？Do you understand this？
我们正往这国度走
，and we just march into the kingdom。
我们正往这婚宴走
，and we march toward the banquet。
把我们要带到永远了
，and with that bring us into eternity。
这个新耶路撒冷呢
the New Jerusalem.
到底有没有人这么做城啊？我很怀疑。
And I really doubt if actually it would be a physical city.
是不是天使介绍给约翰的时候啊
？Because when the angel referred that to John,
他是介绍给他看一个伟大的人。
He meant to show him a great statue.
我把心腹。
Let me show you the bride.
羔羊的妻子给你看。
The wife of the lamb.
约翰一看，看见一座那么大的城。
But when John looked, it was a huge city.
四千里长宽高啊。
And 4,000 miles three directions.
那一座城是来形容那个人的。
And that description was just trying to portray that person.
说到心腹多伟大。
The enormous greatness of the bride.
羔羊的妻有多伟大。
The greatness of the wife of the lamb.
要用这么大座城来说明他。
He has to illustrate through a huge city.
你说到底后面那么座城出现，我还是很怀疑的。
And therefore, I doubt if we're actually going to see a city.
你相信有就有了。
It's okay if we believe it's going to be a physical city.
主在的地方就是天堂了。
Wherever the Lord is, that's heaven to me.
弟兄姊妹们，将来必成的事。
But brother and sister, these are the things that must soon take place.
国度一定要来的。
The kingdom of God will come.
不远了。
And it is not far.
新耶路那个羔羊妻的婚宴一定会到的。
The wedding banquet of the wife of the lamb will
surely come. 也不远了。
And also is near.
国度一千年。
The millennium kingdom.
羔羊婚宴一千年。
And the wedding banquet.
那是最长的一次吃饭了。
Last 1,000 years, longest meal ever.
吃上一千年的。
It's gonna last for 1,000 years.
享受救恩各样的丰富。
That's where we enjoy the fullness of salvation.
那都不是随便可以去的呀。
And not anybody can enter.
都要请的呀。
You have to be invited.
我们要争取进国度
and we need to strive to get the invitation.
要争取去参加羔羊的婚宴
and attend the wedding banquet.
我还没听到请帖
Personally, I have not got my invitation.
我们要努力追求啊
That's why we need to make every effort to get it.
犹太人是不能参加羔羊婚宴，太遗憾了的。
It would be such a shame if we cannot be invited.
真的太遗憾了。
The wedding.
耶稣基督启示
The revelation of Jesus Christ
将来必要快成的事
And things must soon take place
这启示录大家清楚了
So we know clearly the theme
我们就开始讲第十章
Chapter 10
主耶稣是大力的使者
And Jesus is the mighty angel
有时候他形容的话一读就知道是主
And you know, sometimes when you read a certain description, you know clearly it's the Lord.
披着云彩
Because he robed in a cloud.
头上有红
With a rainbow above his head.
哪一个天使也担当不起啊
And you can't see regular angel like that.
云彩树林的美丽
Because he robed in cloud, which signifies spiritual beauty.
希伯来书十一章
Hebrews 11.
伟大的一章圣经啊
Such a great chapter.
把旧约得胜者集中在一个章里面讲
Which enlisted all the overcomers in the Old Testament.
讲完了十一章十二章一开始就说这些人就是美丽的云彩
And at the beginning of the next chapter, chapter 12, it started by saying a beautiful cloud.
四面围绕着我们
There are these witnesses like beautiful clouds surrounding us.
读读这许多人真是美丽、啊、
And when you read each of the characters, you feel they are truly beautiful.
人都不一样
Everyone was different.
地位也不一样
Holding different social status.
恩赐也不一样
Having different gifts.
他们的遭遇也不一样
Having different stories.
一件事情一样
But one thing in common,
都一生表现属天美丽、啊、
that they manifest spiritual beauty in their lives.
我们也做这些人，好不好？
Let us be someone like that.
大家追求啊，
大家追求。We need to pursue to be someone like that.
云彩属天树林的美丽、啊、
The clouds specifically refers to spiritual beauty. 头上又红。And the rainbow above his head.
那是说神的信实。
And that is God's faithfulness.
红是受造之物中间最美丽的。
And the rainbow is one of the most beautiful things.
红彩出现七种颜色。
And it contains seven colors.
我们人的眼睛看不到七种。
Where our natural eyes cannot see fully those seven colors.
最美丽的是红。
And the most beautiful thing is the rainbow.
神的信实最美丽的。
Because God's faithfulness is the most beautiful thing.
神所应许的一定要应验的。
Because he always keeps his word.
神所说的话一定要兑现的。
And he always fulfills his promises.
神说到的事情一定会出现的。
Whatever he said will happen, it will surely happen.
大家一路走走看。
And so you walk and you behold.
我们离开最后不远了。
We really are very close to the end.
不管远了近了，有一天一定都会到的。
It doesn't matter how far is from the end, we will get there one day.
这一位人子。
And the Son of Man.
我想他是耶稣基督。
I know it's the Lord here.
因为天使配不上这些形容词。
Because this is a description better than an angel.
手里拿着书卷。
And in his hand was
是打开的
scroll laid open.
我们的圣经叫做 open Bible.
And our Bible has to be an open Bible.
主把它打开了。
Because the Lord opens it for us.
主不打开，没有人能懂。
Otherwise, no one can understand the word.
圣经本身有叫人懂的力量。
And Bible itself has the ability to cause people to understand.
有一个弟兄他很有学问。
I know this brother who's very knowledgeable. Before he was a believer, he despised the Bible. Every time he read the Bible, he would fall asleep. But after he believed in the Lord, he studied very diligently.
有一个弟兄，他有一次对你偷圣经去讲。
And one brother went share with brother Watchman Nee one time.
你带我读圣经好不好？
He said, "Can you lead me to study the word?"
他听你有讲圣经太奇妙了。
Because your interpretation is just so wonderful.
他不想想一个你弟兄那么多弟兄姊妹都要跟他读圣经，那怎么行呢？
But you know, Watchman Nee cannot be helping so many brothers.
你弟兄说好啊。
But brother Nee says, "Sure."
你先把圣经读一百遍，你跟我一起来读圣经。
Go ahead, first read the Bible 100 times, then I will read it with you.
他要了命了，他圣经真的读一百遍怎么读啊？
And that's a lot.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要读神的话。
And brothers and sisters, we need to read the word of God.
我圣经一得救啊，发疯要读神的话。
When I first saved, I just went crazy reading Bible.
把新约读的是好多遍了。
I read the New Testament many times in a short period of time.
这上一个大人物叫汪培生小姐。
And Sister Wang, a great character in our Bible, in your church.
她对我特别有负担。
And she had this burden for me.
她叫我只有要一空就到她家里去。
And every time I have a chance, she would ask me to go to her place.
整天待在她家里啊。
And I would stay in her place.
她让我看她的生活。
And she invited me to see how she lived.
她怎样生活的？
How she lived her life.
真是一个属灵的人啊。
She indeed is a very spiritual person.
她怎样应付事情的？
And to see, observe how she deals with things.
叫我静静地看她。
She asked me to just stay there quietly and observe.
那个人很了不起，能经得起人看才行啊。
You know, that is something great.
我就在她家里就看汪小姐。
So I visit her often just to observe her daily life.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天都有主。
You and I have the Lord.
因为我们最靠近主来看主啊。
And we are so near to the Lord to observe the Lord.
今天最后了，大家都答应我读圣经好不好？
So please promise me
好不好？
You will read the word diligently.
一天读一遍新约，一年读一遍。Yeah. 读一章新约，一年读一遍。
One chapter a day, so that you finish in a year.
读三章旧约，一年读一遍。
And three chapters in the Old Testament.
你要读两遍新约，就读一天读两章。
And or two in each of the Testaments.
好好地读。
Totally four chapters a day.
不要马马虎虎地读。
And do it.Diligently, carefully,
最好能够背圣经。
And the best thing to do is to memorize the word.
我背过整个新约。
I memorized the entire New Testament.
背圣经不容易啊。
And it wasn't an easy thing to do.
但是背圣经的好处太大了。
But there are so many benefits to it.
昨天你读圣经叫我背圣经。
Watchman used to ask us to memorize the Bible.
他的读背法叫三节一脱。三节一脱，读了三节半，那三节脱掉。叫三节一脱。
So he said, basically memorize three verses at a time.
背三节。
Memorize three verses.
背到第六节。
And when it comes to the six verses altogether.
把头上三节脱掉。
And just drop the first three verses.
再背下面三节。
And then you can, you memorize three new verses.
我开头也是要命了。
And at first, it was hard for me.
好不容易把三节记住了。
I finally memorized three verses.
到了第六读第六节的头三节也记住了。
And when it comes to the six verses, I don't remember the first three verses.
别人一章到下一半啊。到一个 chapter 的后面下一半。
And when I come to the second half of a particular chapter,
头上记得忘记了。
I totally forgot the first half.
不会背了。
I couldn't remember.
回头再背。
So I have to return to the beginning of that chapter.
我出门去上那时候大学读书了。
I was a college student then.
我不坐车，走路。
I will not take any bus. I
will walk. 我那时候背罗马书。
And I was memorizing the book of Romans.
神的仆人保罗被召为使徒，特派传神的福音，就背了。
I started memorizing from verse 1 and on.
背到学校刚好十六章背完。
And then by the time I reached the school door, I finished the entire 16 chapters.
回来走路再背一遍。
And I did the same way on the way back.
现在你叫我背罗马书，我又背不出来了。
If you ask me to recite the book of Romans, I cannot do it now.
但是我罗马书我太熟了。
But I am very familiar with that book.
你讲到你偷偷加了一个字，偷偷减那个字，我都知道了。
So if you deliver a sermon, referring to the book of Romans, if you modify any of the contents, even just one word, I would know.
大家放心。
But don't worry about it.
我去听道啊。
When I go to listen to a sermon,
我从来不批评讲道的人。
I never criticize the speaker.
我都从里面好好听。
Instead, I will listen carefully from within.
我来听主的话。
Because I am here to listen to the word of God.
我在听，我来敬拜主。
I come to listen and to worship.
听神的话。
I'm listening to the word of Lord.
都尊敬讲道的人。
And I respect the speakers.
这是我几十年的习惯了。
And that's just my habit for decades.
从来不批评讲道的人。
Never criticize the speaker.
当然你随便乱讲了不行了。
Of course, if you are making a mess, then I will criticize.
讲得好讲得坏都不要紧。
And it really doesn't matter.
我都好好听。
I will listen to it carefully.
我里面敬拜主。
And I, while listening, I worship my God.
这是我基督徒的很好的习惯了。
And that is just a good habit I have as a Christian.
好，回到启示录了。
Back to the book of Revelation.
读这本书。
Read this book.
一个主手都拿把我们书小书打开的，读这本书。
And then read this book.
主 不, 是主不是这样讲的。
And that's not what the Lord said.
来吃这本书。
Instead, he said, come eat this book.
读给吃完全不一样了。
Reading is different from eating.
全世界的书都是用头脑去读的。
And all the books in this world have to be read with intellect.
只有圣经。
Only Bible.
用头脑读不通的。
You can't understand through your intellect.
来吃。
Instead, you need to eat it.
吃。
You need to eat it.
吃了之后讲句奇妙的话。
And after you eat it, you will say something like this.
你肚子会发苦。
That your stomach is turned sour.
然而你的口就甜如蜜。
But it's as sweet as honey in your mouth.
主的话太好了。
It's such a well-said statement.
只有圣经不是用头脑读的。
Because the Bible cannot be understood through our intellect.
来吃。
But needs to be eaten.
什么叫做吃啊
？What does it mean by eat？
我整天吃下去的东西呀、啊。
Everything I eat throughout the day。
过了四十小时。
After 12 hours or so。
把我打开吃东西没有了。
If you open me up, the thing I ate 12 hours ago was gone。
化作我的力量了。
But instead, it's been transformed into my strength。
化作我的生命了。
To be a part of my life。
成了我生活的力量了。
Become the strength。
成了我走路的力量了。
Become the strength of my walk.
成了我做事的力量了。
Become the strength that I can work.
圣经要吃。
So the word of God needs to be eaten.
圣经是一本经历的书。
Therefore, Bible is the book of experiences.
不是头脑懂得的书。
It's not something you understand through your mind.
整本圣经是本经历的书。
Because the Bible is a book of experiences.
我们要经历圣经。
Therefore, we need to experience the word.
求经历好不好？
You need to have spiritual experiences, all right?
经历的书。
It's a book of experiences.
肚子发苦。
It turns sour in the stomach.
口中甜如蜜。
But as sweet as honey in our mouth.
这个肚子发苦看不见的。
you know, the soreness in the stomach cannot be seen.
所以我叫他说隐藏的痛苦。
So it's like a hidden pain.
口是说话的。
But the mouth is used to hear words.
口重铁如命。
And it's sweet as the honey in the mouth.
所有的人都听见了。
Where people can hear.
在1949年。
In 1949,
你托圣总打发两个童工去台湾。
Watchman sent two co-workers to Taiwan.
我是年轻的一个。
I was the younger of the two.
我才22岁。
I was only 22 years old.
另外打发一位侯小姐。
And the other one is Sister Ho.
她40-50岁了。
She was in her 40s or 50s.
打发我们两个人去台湾。
He sent two of us to Taiwan.
我到了台湾，很被那个领袖看中。
And when we arrived, I was loved or favored by the leader in Taiwan.
侯小姐到了台湾，那个领袖要踩住她。
But Sister Ho was not well treated by the leader.
两个都是山东人。
They both came from province Shandong.
两个在山东，两个人就有恩怨的人。
And they used to have issue between them two back in Shandong.
所以我说是你托生打发的。
And that's why I said, Watchman Nee said.
台湾的领袖不接受侯小姐。
And the leaders in Taiwan did not accept Ho.
那个倪炯这个人真很特别。
And Brother Nee is very unique.
在主面前对事情看得那么个透亮了。
And he sees things very clearly before the Lord.
你不接受，我也还是要打发。
Even though the leader in Taiwan didn't appreciate Sister Ho, I'm still going to send
her. 给他一封信。
So he wrote to him.
接受你不愿意接受的，才叫顺服。
Obedience doesn't count as obedience unless you accept things that you don't want to accept.
那侯小姐痛苦死了。
And that's hard. That was hard for Sister Ho.
一脚把她踩住，不让她讲道，不让她做侍奉。
Because the leaders in Taiwan would not let her serve in many capacities.
到后来，我去台南教会了。
And later on, I was sent to the city of Tainan to work.
我就冒天下大不韪呀。
And so I, against all authority,
我听侯小姐。
And I invited Sister Ho to speak in my church.
因为你怎样对付我好了。
And I'm willing to accept any treatment after that.
你对我们几个重要同工明讲的不许请。
And because I was warned that do not invite her.
我请。
But I still invited her.
我为什么不请？
Why not?
把侯小姐请出来了。
So I invited her to speak.
请出来了，大家各地都请了。
And once I started that invitation, all the other churches started extended their invitation to her.
引起台湾大复兴啊！
And then what happened was the great revival in Taiwan.
侯小姐的力量啊！
The strength, the spiritual power in her.
她讲到也不像我这样的声音大的。
And when she delivered a message, she was not loud as I am.
就是那样的讲主啊！
But when she talked about the Lord,
大家听醉了。
We just got drunk over her message.
一个地方都有弟兄姊妹出来跟。跟着跑
啊！ Therefore, a lot of followers after her.
她呀，出来了，讲到处一样的。
And her messages are the same everywhere she went.
就这么一篇道。
The same message everywhere.
所以一路一路听来听去，这么一样的道，有什么好听的？
And those who follow her will listen to the same message everywhere.
大家都跟啊。
But still, they all followed her.
再听啊，再听、啊。
They want to hear it again and it again.
高雄一个重要的长老也跟着跑。
And there was a very important elder in the city of Kaohsiung follow her around too.
他一说一句话，陶醉，陶醉。
He just say, I'm so lost.
这把人听醉了。
I just enjoy that her sharing so much.
这个力量我没有。
I don't have that kind of power.
我讲主耶稣也有点甜美的。
And you know, when I talk about Jesus, there's certain sweetness to it.
也有点香味的。
And there's some aroma to it too.
但是给侯小姐名声是赶不上去了。
But compared with Sister Ho, I'm just nothing.
他一讲主啊，大家真是醉了。
When she talk about the Lord, you just get lost.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这个话语的知识啊。
And that is the mystery of words.
侯小姐，我跟我是忘年交。
And she is much older than I am, but we are good friends.
她常常把她所有事情都告诉我的。
And she shared many of her things with me.
我太认识她了。
I know her well.
她的经历很痛苦啊。
And she has suffered much.
所以他的话语这么甜美啊
！That's why her sharing is so sweet.
这就是启示录十章讲的。
That's what's said here in chapter 10.
隐藏的痛苦产生甜美的话语知识。
Hidden suffering generates sweet ministry of words.
读了圣经肚子发苦。
And the word we read turns sour in stomach.
口中甜如蜜。
Yeah, in our mouth is as sweet as honey.
好不好？
Isn't that great?
最甜美的话语就是
The sweetest ministry of words
都从隐藏的痛苦出来的
Usually come out of a hidden pain
但是一个神的仆人不讲痛苦
Yet as a servant of God you do not complain about suffering
只是讲主的甜美
Only talk about the sweetness of the Lord
只是讲主啊
Only talk about the Lord
但是一定有痛苦经历的
But we must have experience of suffering.
这是第十章告诉我们的。
That's what's said here in chapter 10.
到了十二章。
And when it comes to chapter 12,
昨天我们读圣经了。
We read Bible yesterday.
没有好好讲。
We read this last night.
是个男孩子。
It talked about the man child.
说得胜者。
The overcomer.
男孩子说要刚强。
And man child speaks of strength.
这不是说到弟兄们。
We're not talking about brothers.
弟兄们软弱呢，你就是个姊妹。
A weak brother is like a sister.
一个姊妹若是刚强呢，你就是个男孩子。
Yeah, if a sister is strong, then you are a brother.
不是按照我们外面的性别来讲的。
It's not determined according to our gender.
我想男孩子是个团体书。
And The man child here is a corporate term.
不过有人喜欢把名字取作男孩子那一笔画家，用这个来鼓励自己啊。
And somebody named themselves as man child too to encourage themselves.
男孩子。
Man child.
被提到神的宝座去了。
And he was snatched up to God and His throne.
圣经是一批一批加得胜者。
So you see, overcomers appear by groups.
得胜者。被提到神宝座
The overcomers are snatched up to the throne of God
这圣经好几个地方讲的
And it's said many times in the Bible
是得胜者被提了
Overcomers are raptured
然后全教会被提
Then it's the term for church
被提到空中云外与主相遇
A church is raptured into the air to meet with the Lord
那个差得太远了
And that's worse
神的宝座和空中云外差得太远了。
And God's throne versus in the air are quite different.
我们若不出奇嘛，等着好了，提到空中云外一定有份的。
If we are not strong overcomers, then our turn's in the air.
那大家一起被提了。
Then everybody is raptured together.
被提到空中云外与主相遇。
In the clouds, in the air, to meet with the Lord.
好，这里说男孩子。
Here, the man child
被提到神宝座。
Was snatched up to God in the
throne. 下面说他们得胜的秘诀。
And then it continued by talking about the secret of their success.
弟兄们胜过他。
Said brothers overcame him.
这个弟兄们就是男孩子，男孩子的团体书。
And the word they here are the plural. They are the man child.
胜过他。
They overcame him.
应做三件事。
By three things.
羔羊的血
The blood of the lamb.
这说明不是靠自己啊
So it's not through their own strength.
靠羔羊宝血
But the blood of the lamb.
靠自己不行
You can't do it by your own strength.
我们靠羔羊宝血
But by the blood of the lamb.
第一靠羔羊宝血
First, the lamb.
第二自己所见证的道
Secondly, the word of their testimony.
让我们有经历
We have experiences
我们对神的话有经历
We experienced God's word
我们能见证的道打败仇敌
And so the word of our testimony can defeat the devil
靠口才没有用
Not through our eloquence
在中国大陆最大的教会是萧山教会
And the greatest church in China nowadays is in 萧山
我知道萧山教会的时候刚开始了
And when I first went to 萧山 church, they just started.
那是我在上海
Actually, I was in Shanghai.
年轻弟兄
And I was young.
我知道李月露小姐每次都她要去萧山
And Sister Lee, every time mentioned to me that she was going to 萧山
另外两个同工陪着她一个是张宇智弟兄
And there will be two male co-workers accompany her.
她的女儿现在就在 Culver City 聚会
And one is Brother John, whose daughter now is in the Culver City Church.
一个张宇智弟兄我们俩差12岁
And I'm about 12 years
我们俩好朋友
apart from Brother Chan. We're good friends. Very good friends.
很好的朋友
Very good friends.
张宇智有那是为主拼命的人
And he really fought for the Lord
而且李小姐去了
Where Sister Lee went.
她到了萧山呢。
She went to Church of 萧山。
搭个台。
And they built up this platform.
然后主日聚会的时候啊。
And when a Sunday comes.
下面填成路啊，一条一条的路啊。田里面的
and they actually build the platform in the field,
都是人来啊
and then you see a multitude
一家一家的来
and come by household
家长挑着个担子
and the head of the house will carry
前面放着圣经诗歌啊
carry things and there are two buckets in the front bucket would be the Bible and the hymn book
后面放着个小炉子买了菜要预备自己去一天吃饭了要
And then a little pot in the back bucket.
到了哪里那么多人听啊
And there will be a great multitude listening to her.
他们叫李小姐，叫李娘娘啊，叫。
They call her Granny Lee.
哈，那个是话语的全能啊。
Oh, the power in her word.
把大家真是吸住了。
And really have drawn many people to her.
才产生那么刚强的教会啊。
And therefore, a strong church was born.
那真是做工有果效啊。
Because her work was effective.
萧山教会从这样开始的。
That's how the church of 萧山 started.
现在萧山的领袖都不知道这个故事了。
And the leaders nowadays may not know this story.
我的印象太深了。
I remember that vividly.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们要好好的侍奉主。
We need to serve the Lord diligently.
弟兄们胜过他。
They overcame him.
羔羊的血
by the blood of the lamb,
自己见证的道
and the word of their testimony.
地上虽不虽至于死，也不爱惜魂生命。
They did not love their life so much as to shrink from death.
所有殉道者都是得胜者。
All the martyrs are overcomers.
不爱惜魂生命
because they did not love their own soul life.
虽然把死亡放在我面前。
Even though you put death in front of me,
我不怕失掉魂生命。
And I will not be afraid to lose my life.
殉道做殉道者。
To be a martyr.
这足足男孩子三个条件。
And so these are the three conditions to be the mentor.
羔羊宝血。
Have the blood of the lamb.
靠主不是靠我们。
That's relying on the Lord, not ourselves.
自己所见证的道。
And the word of My testimony.
要有经历啊。
That means you have to have spiritual experience.
然后睡至于死，也不爱惜魂生命。
And the third, the determination that we will not shrink from death.
然后我们讲到十架得胜。
And then you talk about the victory of the cross.
到了十七章十四节，他们与羔羊征战。
Chapter 17, verse 14 said they make war against the lamb.
羔羊必定胜过他们。
But the lamb will overcome them.
羔羊征战
when the lamb over,
我们大家最知道是十架征战
we know when it comes to wars of the lamb we think about the cross
十架是应验那个征战应验创世纪第三章的话
and what's said in Genesis chapter 3 is fulfilled on the cross
神说女人的后裔要来
because God said one day the offspring the descendant of the woman
他要打伤蛇的头
will strike your head
蛇要伤他的脚跟
and snake, you will hurt her, his heel.
打上头是致命伤
and striking on the head is deadly.
仇敌伤主的脚跟叫主受痛苦
and injuring the heel is just cause some pain.
十架征战
and that is the battle on the cross.
在外面看是仇敌胜了
outwardly, you think enemies have won.
主死了
because the Lord died.
主真的死了
he indeed died.
但主打伤了蛇的头。
But at the same time, he strikes and hurt the head of the enemy.
现在我们征战。
Now we wage wars.
一定要知道两件事。
We need to know two things.
第一件知道主征战。
First of all, you know it's the Lord's battle.
主已经打胜了。
The Lord has won in His battle.
我们是在打一个已经打胜的仗。
So the battle we're fighting is a battle that has already been won.
不知道这件事打仗打不了了
and you need to know that in order for you to fight
我们在打一个已经胜的仗
we're fighting a war which has been won
蛇的头打伤了
because the Lord has stricken on the head of the snake
他现在就用尾巴吓人就是了
and now all he has is his tail moving
不能怎么样了。
He can do very limited things.
主已经胜了。
Because our Lord has overcome.
我们打一个已经打胜的仗。
So we're fighting a war which has already
been won. 大家听懂了没有？
Do you understand this?
一定要知道哥哥他的得胜。
We need to know the victory on the Mount Golgotha.
但主在那里断气了。
But the Lord breathed his last breath.
主的魂马上到阴间。
But his soul went down to Hades immediately.
更大的征战了。
Where a greater war happened.
阴间是撒旦的大本营啊。
Because that was the headquarters of Satan.
那是整个撒旦的力量在那里啊。
All the power of Satan stayed there.
阴间的力量太大了。
And the power in Hades is indeed huge.
圣经有几个地方讲到阴间征战了。
And there are a few places in the Bible talk about the war in Hades.
诗篇里头有两篇诗。
There are two songs in the book of Psalms.
115, 116, 118
116 and 118.
这两篇是说到阴间征战。
It talks about the wars in Hades.
弟兄姊妹们，主到阴间征战。
When the Lord went down to Hades to wage war.
打败了阴间整个的力量。
And he defeated all the power in Hades.
神给他一个义门。
And God prepared for him a gate of righteousness.
如同义门出来了。
And our Lord.Open the door and came out of it.
下面说，所有我们信的人都要从义门出来。
And all those who believe in him will also go through that gate.
阴间捆不住主，也捆不住我们。
Hades cannot keep our Lord there, neither us.
主的阴间大得胜了。
And because the Lord has won big victory,
占领了很大的一片土地。
And in that great area,
称它为乐园。
And it's called paradise.
Paradise 这种名字太好了。
That's a wonderful term.
中国人把这个乐园呢翻得不算太好了。
And the Chinese translation is not very good.
称它为乐园。
And that area is called the paradise.
主在最后和两个强盗一起钉十字架。
And when Jesus was crucified with two other robbers.
两个强盗在主的左右。
And they are on both sides of the Lord.
一个代表蒙恩的罪人。
One robber represented saved souls.
另一个代表灭亡的罪人。
And the other one represented the perished soul.
那个蒙恩的罪人，那个强盗怎么会懂得那么大的真理的呢？
And I don't know why that saved robber knew such a great truth.
他忽然对主说，你得过降临的时候，求你纪念我。
That prompted him asking Jesus that when you come back in your kingdom, please remember me.
西西他怎么懂得得过的？
I always wonder how could he know anything about the kingdom.
他怎么懂得降临的？
How does he know about Jesus coming back?
主第二次还要降临啊！
Because the Lord is coming back.
主启示他。
But it's a revelation from the Lord to him.
你得过降临的时候，求你纪念我。
So he said, "Remember me when you're returning your kingdom."
主太喜乐了。
And the Lord was so happy to hear that.
那个父神给他的儿子最后一个激励啊。
Actually, that question posed by the robber was the last encouragement from the Father God.
借着强盗的口提醒神的儿子啊。
Through the word in the robber's mouth.God reminded Jesus,
冲过这一关
just go through with this.
你要得过了
the kingdom will be yours.
你要再降临了
you will come back.
对主好不好这句话
that's such a wonderful reminder.
主太喜乐了
so the Lord was so happy.
主说不需要等到得过降临啊
so the Lord said to the robber, you don't have to wait until my return.
我实在告诉你
Truly, truly, I tell you.
今日你要同我在乐园里了。
You will be with me in paradise today.
主要在阴间占领很大的地方叫做乐园呢。
Because the Lord will soon occupy a huge area in Hades.
我们所有神的儿女离开身体了。
Therefore, one day you and I will depart from this physical body.
都要去乐园呢。
We're all going to the paradise.
到乐园去安静等候主再降临啊。
We're all gonna wait.Quietly there for the coming of the Lord.
我跟你们讲，这是真理。
And this is true.
大家听懂没有
？Do you understand?
听懂了啊，我就算你们听懂了啊。
Good.
得过降临不需要。
You don't have to wait until I return in my kingdom.
主说他马上要去阴间了。
Because I'm going to Hades soon.
主要大得胜。
Where I will win greatly.
占领很大的地方叫做乐园。
And I will occupy a big area called paradise.
让两千年我们信主的人都要去乐园。
All the believers in the past 2,000 years will go there.
在那里安静等候。
And to wait quietly.
大概那个时候，主是让我们睡觉。
My guess is that we might just sleep there.
我讲不是笑话。
I'm not kidding.
真的睡觉。
Truly sleeping.
等到主再来了，我们都醒过来了。
And we will be awakened when the Lord comes back.
都复活了。
We will all arise.
要出来面对我们今天的短短。几十年了
and we'll come to deal with how we live this life then.
审判要从神的家开始
because the judgment starts from God's household.
神的家受审判不会死亡了
but be assured that we will not perish.
在奖赏受惩罚
but to determine who gets award and who gets punishment.
就用公义审判
and because God judges righteously.
好，我们再往下讲
let's continue.
这叫做乐园，这叫做那个十架之后应付你得胜。
And this is a victory in Hades after the victory on the cross.
应付得胜，主的应付大得胜了。
And that is a great victory in Hades.
主的完全得胜了。
And that's a complete victory.
把撒旦的国度整个摧毁了。
Because he abolished the kingdom of Satan completely there.
占领了乐园。
And occupied the land called
Paradise. 等候我们去安息了。
And waiting for us to rest there.
是为我们所有神的儿女准备的。
And that's prepared for all the children of God.
到了十九章，羔羊婚宴要开始了。
That's the starting of the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
前面一段，我称为他哈利路亚的群众。
In the first half of this passage, I say the multitude of hallelujah.
弟兄姊妹都喊哈利路亚。
Because all the people that were shout out hallelujah.
我们中国教会很好。
Chinese church are good.
弟兄姊妹们很爱主。
Because we all love the Lord.
不过我们跟西方人比起来啊。
But compared with the Western Christians.
我们赞美差了一点。
Our voice or praises are not as loud.
我们去年请来的那个 Warren Bogle, Ernie Warren Bogle.
And the speaker for the summer conference, last summer conference we had.
他就代表西方人。
Ernie Warren, he represents Westerners.
他们真会喊哈利路亚。
They really shout out hallelujah well.
我也没有他们这样的本事，一直喊哈利路亚。
And I cannot do what he did.
真会喊哈利路亚。
He's so good at saying hallelujah.
我们中国圣徒啊，赞美少了一点。
So our praises, as far as Chinese is concerned,
我们苦难民族啊。
Because we're people that suffer much.
我们懂祷告。
But we know about prayer.
很少比较懂少懂得赞美。
But less in praises.
你懂了。
We do know about praises.
没有他们这样都会哈利路亚。
But we don't praise as much as Caucasian Christians.
大家也不一样了哈。
But we're different.
他们有他们的好处，我们有我们的好处。
They are good at certain things, and we are good at certain things too.
我们是苦难民族了。
We're a people that have gone through suffering.
所以懂祷告。
So we know prayer well.
他们懂得赞美。
And they know how to praise better.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
四次喊哈利路亚。
For four times they shout out hallelujah.
第一次的声音天上来的。
And the first hallelujah came from heaven.
好多圣徒已经在主那里了。
Because there are already a great multitude of saints there.
哈利路亚。
They shout out hallelujah.
你看见神审判了。
Because they saw God's judgment.
特别审判大淫妇。
Especially when God judges that great prostitute.
很可能天主教了。
Most likely the Catholicism.
大概是。
That's just my guess.
因为圣经里头好多地方提起大淫妇的。
And this term, great prostitute, was mentioned a few times.
也奉主的名。
You come in my name.
也信主。
You believe in the Lord.
但是什么异端都有了。
But that you have all kinds of cults in your own religion.
我到了意大利去。看过他们的总部。
I went to their headquarters in Italy.
跟着两个字叫荒唐，这个。
And the only feeling I have is
这是太荒唐了。
Very ridiculous.
到处摆着重现他们的教皇的死守，大家拜呀。
And they're like the the dead bodies of their leaders everywhere, and wherever they went, they were worshiping. They worshiped dead people.
我和两位同工一起去的。
I went with two co-workers of mine.
我说我们快走，快走，快走。
I hurried them out of there.
走得不了啊。
And I said, move fast, just move fast.
我们几百个人站在那里。
And then at the end of the line, there are hundreds of people.
那个大主就要出来了。
The Pope came out.
手里拿着个金香炉。
With the golden bowls of incense in his hand.
做得很精巧。
Very delicate.
一晃就有烟出来。
And he moves a little bit, and you see smoke comes out.
他们说从烟是圣灵啊，吓死人了，真的。
And some people say, "Oh, Holy Spirit! What a scary thought."
他们把那个什么一晃烟出来了。
They move the golden bowls, and then
两面的神父都把帽子脱下来了。
And when the smoke comes out, all the fathers took off their heads.
做什么
？What do they do?
他们受圣灵了。
They want to receive the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，真的吓死人了，是不是呀
？That was something scary.
我们有的经历的人，他们开玩笑在那里。
For people that has experienced Holy Spirit, you knew this was a joke.
到了我们这几百人面前来了。
And then when they moved toward us, hundreds of people, they moved their bowls three times. And you see three strings of smoke.
我一看到几百人都跪下了。
And then suddenly, few hundred people around me knelt down.
三个人站在那里，好像我们很不敬虔的人呢。
And just me and my two other co-workers remained standing.
我跟两位弟兄说，快走，快走。
So I urged them. I said, let's just go.
这个地方不能站的。
Let's don't stay here.
哎呀，到了人都看见十八个弟兄了。
And then when it comes to Brother Spark,
十八就听见我们去过罗马，去看到天主教的总部。
And he recommended to have to visit the headquarters of Catholics in Rome.
十八就抓那个大惊小怪，有没有死在那里啊？
He said, "Did you die? Did you 死在那里？
有没有死在天主教的那里
？Did you die in among their midst?"
他医生碰到那么多的怪呀子
，because all these weird things practice there. Did you die there?
他说哇，差一点死在那里。
He said, you know, when I went there, I almost died in there.
他是讲幽默化的。
That was just a humor he had.
弟兄这边的荒唐透了的。
But that was really ridiculous.
我们好好跟随主啊。
But for us, we need to pursue the Lord.
主恩待我们。
The Lord will help us.
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
四次喊哈利路亚
！Four times they shout out 哈利路亚。
最后说，敬畏主的人无论大小都赞美主啊
！And it comes and it says, whether you're great or small, praise our God.
大家所有都喊哈利路亚。
Therefore, everybody praise the Lord.
羔羊婚宴要来了。
Because the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
好了，我们也到快结束了。
Oh, we have come to the end now.
大家不要急哈，我们快要结束了。
Be patient.
最后了
and it has come to the end.
新耶路撒冷来了
and the new Jerusalem comes down.
今天我把羔羊的心腹
the angel said to John, "Behold,
就羔羊的妻子给你看
Let me show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
心腹说到生命
bride speaks of the life.
羔羊的妻子的经历
and the wife of the Lamb.Speaks of experiences.
教会到他最荣耀的命运了
Because that has come to the most glorious part of the faith of church.
约翰一看，看见新耶路撒冷城。
And John looked, he saw the new Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷城，形容新妇的伟大。
And the city just portrays the greatness of the bride.
宝石根基。
The foundations are precious stones.
珍珠城门。
The gates are pearls.
晶晶街道
，The streets are of pure gold.
宝座在当中
，And the throne is in the center of the city.
台湾教会的领袖啊
，And the leaders in Taiwan church.
他就解释那个新耶路撒冷。
One time, try to explain what this new Jerusalem is about.
一条街道
，He said each street.
一条河，生命河流在街道当中。
One street.And then one river in the, running in the middle of the street.
那明明是属灵的意思嘛。
And that's totally spiritual, symbolic.
他一定要把它能够画得出来。
But he wants to draw it.
或者画不出来的了。
But he couldn't draw it out.
他画出来了。
he managed to draw it out.
我他本事真大呀。
Well, that was something.
他画成什么样子啊？
What kind of drawing it turned out to be?
好像一排蚊香啊。纹像是什么
？It looks it's like a circle piling up。
那么一圈一圈上去上去。
It's a circle upon circle going up。
最好到宝座。
And then in the height, in the center is the throne.
他达到了就一条路啊。
He said, well, because according to the Bible, there's only one street.
我们像一直转一直转转到就到宝座了。
So the picture he drew is like a device in Taiwan where you catch the field.
我在那里坐着，今天笑都不敢笑的。
I dare not to laugh at him.
那个领袖很威严的。
Because he was a serious man.
我若笑一笑，就他要厉害对付我了。
He would be so upset if I smile or laugh at him.
好好听。
So I just listened carefully.
我想大概你讲的是乱讲的。
I think what you said was just nonsense.
新耶路撒冷绝不会像一盘蚊香那样。
There's no way the New Jerusalem
will be like that. 什么样我不知道。
I don't know how it's going to be like.
一条路。
But I just know there's only one street.
一个十二个门。
And there are 12 gates.
每门是一颗珍珠。
And each gate is a single pearl.
为什么说珍珠呢？
Why is pearl?
珍珠是大的泵盖。
And a pearl is formed through a huge clam.
里面有了沙子了，有了石头在沙子。
When a grain of sand fell into the clam.
伤害了里面的肉了。
And the flesh of the clam was wounded.
泵盖里面就分泌出一种液体来。
So the clam would discharge this fluid.
把那个沙子包裹起来了。
To wrap around the grain of sand.
很长的时间呢。
After a long period of time.
沙石变了珍珠了。
That grain of sand turns into a beautiful pearl.
这就是珍珠城门的意思啊。
That is the significance of the gate of pearl.
我们这些罪人到了主里面了。
Sinners like us, when we are in the Lord.
主为我们受伤了。
The Lord was wounded for us.
主的生命把我们改变了。
And He changed us through His own life.
珍珠城门。
The gate of pearls.
改变的生命。
Signifies the change the life.
每一门是一个珍珠。
Every gate is a single pearl.
其实没有门了。
Which means there's no door.
一颗珍珠放在哪里，怎么个进去法呀？
Just imagine the entrance is a piece of pearl. How do we enter through it?
没有十架生命的人进不去。
Without the life being worked on by the cross, cannot enter.
看来是没有门。
There's no true gate.
我们去了，看见明明是有门。
Yeah, for people that have gone through, have their life across, will see the gate.
我们一下就进去了。
And we can enter through easily.
珍珠城门。
The gates of pearl.
宝石根基。
And the foundation of precious stones.
亚伯拉罕就是根基。
Abraham is the foundation.
我想想，你出生这样的人也是个根基。
And I believe Washington can also be part of the foundation.
撑出来培养了多少的人呢？
Because they have helped cultivate so many people.
中国教会大复兴啊！
The great revival in the churches in China.
二十世纪最大的复兴。
The greatest revival in 20th century.
没有你投生是没有办法的。
Did not happen without Watchman Nee.
这样的人是根基。
People like him should be the foundation.
我想新耶路撒冷城。就是羔羊新妇。
And I think the New Jerusalem is the bride of the Lamb.
究竟有没有在物质的城？我不知道。
I don't know if it's going to be a physical city at all.
现在爱黄金、爱珍珠还爱的不够，将来还去爱。
Because I just can't imagine to love precious stones now and we still have to love precious stones then. I don't think.
将来我们才不爱黄金、不爱珍珠了。
I don't think we will still love gold and precious stones then.
形容新妇。
The city is just used to portray the greatness of the bride.
教会达到它最荣耀的时候了。
Which is the climax of church.
用新耶路撒冷城来形容教会。
And they use a city, the New Jerusalem, to describe that bride.
最后的福分了。
That's the last blessing.
新耶路撒冷城。
The city of New Jerusalem.
那里生命树。
There is a tree of life.
生命树的叶子。
And the leaves of the tree
为着万民的健康
are for the healing of nations.
这句话真是感谢主啊。
And I thank the Lord for this saying.
现在
Now
教会的生活
The church life
就是整个国家的健康了。
The church life nowadays is the health of a nation.
在美国嘛，除了教会之外，那其他的人那不能看了。
And in this country,church is in the best condition.
我们教会在美国。
Our church is in America.
美国教会，美什么白种人教会，真是好啊。
And a lot of American churches, including those of Caucasians, are great.
非常兴旺。
Very revival.
也非常爱主啊。
And they love the Lord.
哎呀，我到纽约去就是一直住在美国教会。
And when I went to New York, I was staying in American churches.
他们真是太欢迎我了。
And they welcomed me very much.
八个教会我轮着去讲道。
And there are 8 churches I will rotate speaking there.
真是可爱。
They are truly wonderful.
有一次我在讲台上讲到。
One time I was speaking on the stage.
他们很喜欢音乐了。
They love music.
有好几个很好几个乐器在那里奏。
And they play music with many instruments.
有一个弟兄来 violin.
And one brother was playing violin.
那个爱主，那个爱的爱主的那个生命在音乐里面都写出来了。
And then you feel the life that loves the Lord in His music.
我整是受感动了。
I was so moved.
我要三点会，我一个早上叫。
I decided to talk to him after the music.
这个地方拉琴拉的真是表现主啊。
Because the way he played the violin really manifested the Lord.
我也找他，他也找我了。
And I was looking for him. Without knowing, he was also looking for me.
我请你吃饭。
He said, Brother Z, can I take you to a meal?
我说我正在找你。
I said, Well, I want to talk to you too.
跟他家里去吃饭。
So, I went to his house for meals.
他对我哭啊。
And he cried.
我是 Yugoslavia 南斯拉夫人。
I came from South Yugoslavia.
在第二次世界大战呢。
And during the Second World War.
德国侵略我们的国家。
And Germany invaded our country.
我们的国家很勇敢。
We were brave.
打不过还是打。
Even though we could not defeat them, we still had to fight.
打了几天都崩溃了。
And just in a few days, we were defeated.
把我们的国家占领了。
They occupied our country.
我母亲带着我们四个孩子。
And my mother carried the 4 of us.
一起被关到集中营。
We were all put into the concentration camp.
非常痛苦啊。
It was such a suffering.
每天都有人拉出去被枪毙啊。
Every day, people will be dragged out and killed.
不晓得什么时候领到我们了。
We didn't know when will be our turn.
四面都是架子。
And there are racks around us.
把快要死的人。
And they will put people that are dying.
都放在架子上。
On those racks.
第二天，他们用钢钩钩出去烧掉。
And the next day, they come in with a metal hook and then drag them out and burn their bodies to the fire.
亲的母亲，她是个很好的信徒，基督徒。
And my mother's mother is a very good Christian.
我母亲在集中营想到她母亲。
So in the concentration camp, my mother remembered her mother.
祷告得救了。
And then she prayed to God, and she was saved.
把我们四孩子都带得救了。
And also, she brought 4 children to Christ.
我们在集中营里面把自己奉献。
So we offer ourselves to the Lord in the camp.
是我母亲的教育。
And was the education of my mother.
那段日子太奇妙了。
He said that period of time was indeed amazing.
叫我儿子他哭啊。
So he, when he talked
about it, he cried. 我怎么能够忘记这个奇妙的耶稣啊？
He said, how can ever forget this wonderful Jesus.
弟兄，我们中国人有同样的经历。
As a brother, you know, many Chinese have similar experiences.
我们给日本打了八年仗了。
We make war with Japan for 8 years.
我们的痛苦和你们一样。
We suffer as much.
我们有去逛过集中营。
And some people were kept in the concentration camp too.
我那个时候参加一个运动，反对日本人，跟他们对抗。
At the time, I joined a movement to fight against Japanese.
就是恨日本人。
Because I hated Japanese.
现在我自己信，后来我得救了。
And later on, I got saved.
觉得自己真是可笑。
And I felt I was ridiculous.
八年抗战。
For 8 years long,
中国的痛苦太大了。
China has suffered much.
他们把中国摧毁了。
Almost we were destroyed.
若是没有他们，现在政权也得不了国家。
And it wasn't for Japan, we have probably a different government now.
国民党的力量从这抗战打光了。
Because the prior government's strength were used up in that battle.
八年抗战，真是中国人真是勇敢的。
And Chinese were so brave in those 8 years.
大家一条心的对抗日本的。
And we only had one heart fighting against the Japanese.
打不过他们。
But we couldn't win.
但绝不投降。
But we will never surrender.
一步一步退。
And we retreat from one place to the other.
那是总统呢，真是个英雄。
And the president back then was really like a hero.
靠着他的精神号召。
And then he just called us to fight.
一步一步对抗了。
And then we fought step by step.
到后来嘛，日本人糊里糊涂炸起美国来了。
And then the Japanese made a huge mistake by dropping the nuclear bomb in America.
中国人松了一口气了。
And Chinese finally got some relief.
美国把最好的武器都运来了。
Because the Americans sent their best weapons to China.
又靠着中国要对抗日本了。
And so through their help, we fought against Japan.
一到最后得胜了。
And finally, we won the victory.
那个时候我正是年轻了。
And at that moment, I was very young.
那天晚上我房间里有个收音机。
And I have this radio in my own bedroom.
我的师父进来，打开收音机，听总统讲话，总统讲话，
my
抗战胜利了。
My uncle ran to my room and said, "Turn on the radio, turn on the radio. We have won."
胜利是忽然之间来到的。
And the victory just occurred suddenly.
美国两个原子弹叫日本投降了。
Because America dropped two nuclear bombs in Japan.
啊，中国胜利了。
And then China won.
哇，到了后来晚上人都出来了。
And in that evening, everybody came out on the street.
上海人不睡觉
了。We stayed up all night that night.
大家都涌出来了。
All the Shanghainese.
中国胜利了。
And shouted out, "We have won. China has won."
那是我们信主。
At that time, I wasn't a believer of the Lord.
我的外面就有一个十字路口，四个日本兵拿着枪上来刺到站岗。
And there's an intersection right outside my neighborhood. And the four soldiers stood with a weapon there.
中国人经过都要先敬礼，然后才能过去。
Prior to the victory, we had to bow to all the soldiers when we passed by.
把我气死了。
And I always got upset about it.
我在旁边看着他们。
So I would just stare at them.
四个日本兵背着讲经话来了。
And then after a while, those four soldiers start engaging conversation.
我就不接你冲过去啊。
And then while they were talking, I would just escape.
一个日本兵带着枪就追我了。
And without bowing, so one soldier chased after me.
主的怜悯，他没开枪，杀个中国人杀死几天容易了。
And I was very fortunate because he did not shoot me.
偷几步，他脚步比我大。
And his feet were bigger than mine.
多跑几步，他跑得比我快。
And he did not run as fast as I did.
跨上几步，踢我一脚。
He ran after me and kicked me.
我想好，我永远记住这一脚。
And I said, I will remember this kick forever.
我一生要报复日本人。
And I will avenge Japanese all the days of my life.
没有信主啊，真是可笑了。
And that was a ridiculous heart mindset because I did not know the Lord.
十八岁就信主了。
Later on, I became a Christian at the age of 18.
日本人还在外面了。
And those soldiers are still outside my door.
胜利了。
And at the shout of the victory of China.
还没信主啊。
At that time, I wasn't a believer.
我就出去，在日本人四个兵当中走过去。
So I went out and walk in front of them.
再走过来。
Back and forth.
再走过去。
Back.
走了当中站下来。
And forth, and I stood in the middle.
把四个日本人的兵的脸看一看。
And take a good look at those four soldiers.
他们的纪律真的很好。
They were truly disciplined.
各个人低着头。
They all lowered their heads.
他们打败了。
Because they were defeated.
打败了。
They were
矫健。
They have surrendered their
要把武器放下了。
They had to lay down their weapons.
他们都知道、啊。
They all knew that clearly.
一个命令都交界了。
And one order sent down, everybody disarmed.
他们的天皇出来也说，我们日本打输了。
And then their emperor delivered a speech that we
无条件投降了。
We will surrender unconditionally.
都弄完了。
Everything is over.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们的主打胜了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to know in the same way our Lord has won the victory.
我们在征战。
We are in a war.
我们打一个已经打胜的仗。
But we're fighting in a war that has already been won.
要知道主的胜。
We have to know our Lord has won.
我们站在得胜境界打仗。
And we're fighting a war in the victorious realm.
仇敌真是不能拿我们怎么样。
Therefore,our enemies cannot do anything about us.
我们一路往前跟随主。
Therefore, we move forward in our pursuit of the Lord.
我们冬令会要夏令会要散了。
Our summer conference has come to an end.
我们大家彼此约定好不好？
And let us have this agreement.
下了山再好好跟随主。
Follow the Lord well.
好好追求主。
Pursue the Lord well.
回到教会去。
Return to your own church.
壮年长弟兄姊妹。
And seek elderly brothers and sisters.
我们要侍奉。
Tell them that I want to serve.
带领我们往前。
Please lead us onward.
今天我们结束在这里了。
And our message ends here.
我们唱这首诗歌，我很喜欢的诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn that I liked very much.
你的第二首诗歌，
亲近更亲近，与你更亲，
与你更亲，我主，我真喜欢这首诗歌。
I like this very much. Nearer, my God, to thee.
Yeah.